Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Skill is only developed by hours and hours and hours of beating on your craft. And that is the thought for today. This episode of 7 Good Minutes is brought to you by The Jordan Harbinger Show. The Jordan Harbinger Show is an Apple Top 50 podcast that was recently voted to be one of Apple's best. I like it a lot, and since you're clearly a fan of high-quality podcasts, I'm sure you'll enjoy it too. Jordan covers a wide range of topics with new episodes each week, talking with many of the same speakers you hear right here on 7 Good Minutes. Be sure to listen to episode 374, where Jordan and Kelly McGonigal talk about the upside of stress. No matter which episode you listen to, you can be sure there will always be something you can use in your day-to-day life immediately. You can find The Jordan Harbinger Show, that's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple, Google, and Spotify. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn how to develop any skill you truly want to develop. Enjoy.
Do you ever feel like your days are just full of random tasks and activities where you feel like you're super busy all the time but not really growing in directed ways with purpose? This happens to all of us at times, and you know, as unrelated as it may appear at first, it frequently comes down to how we approach skill development, how we approach learning new things that we believe are going to help us to improve the quality of our lives. Many of us come up with skills we would like to develop. For example, someone might say, I want to learn to play the piano. But unless that someone sets aside the time and energy to actually learn and practice, the chances of that person truly learning to play the piano are slim to none. If you've watched my previous videos before, you've heard me talk about the concept of safe containers. If we care about something, if we believe that something is truly meaningful to us, we must set aside the time and energy to cultivate that thing. That's because I believe everything of value in the physical realm requires time and energy to grow. For example, if we want to nurture a better relationship with our kids, we must spend time and energy with them to do so. Just hoping for a better relationship doesn't work. Another example might be that we want to improve our fitness. Same thing, we have to set aside the time and energy to go exercise. We can't expect to make progress if we aren't consistently putting in the time and effort. There are no shortcuts. We can't expect to go to the gym once every week or two, or only when we feel like it, and expect to make any meaningful movement forward towards our fitness goals. So going back to the example of someone wanting to learn to play the piano, if the person truly cares about that goal, they'll need to set aside time and energy each week to practice. They'll need to schedule practicing into their week. So let's say they commit to practicing 3 days a week, maybe Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays for an hour each time. It will be crucial for them to protect that time, to create that energetic container, if they are to reasonably expect to make progress on their goal of learning to play the piano. But to take things one step further, now, setting aside time and energy is great. Consistent action will always move the needle in some way. But here's the important part of this video. There's a difference between just setting the intention of practicing 3 times a week for an hour each time and really thinking about where they really want to be in terms of their skill on the piano at the end of a year, for example. It's a lot more powerful to set an intention that I want to learn 4 piano pieces boxes by the end of the year, and I want to be able to play them from memory without needing any sheet music. And I want to be able to play the four pieces in front of my friends without making any mistakes. You can tell just how much more powerful the latter skill development goal is. One is sort of vague, where a person is going to put in some time and energy, but they're just going to see what kind of progress they'll make by the end of the year. It's kind of like going through the motions. Whereas the second is very tangible. It's very clear about the intention they're putting out into the universe. There's a lot more clarity because they have a concrete goal in mind. And having a concrete goal in mind is going to help challenge them and push them. This is very different than just doing an activity. Yes, showing up is important. It's often considered half the battle. But it really is just getting you in the game. Showing up is just giving you a chance to even play. But it's just a beginning. It's not going to really grow you if you don't have an outcome in mind, if you don't have a specific skill or level of skill that you actually want to acquire. It's one thing to say, I want to do some activity to acquire some skill, but it's another thing to say, I want this skill, I'm going to figure out how I'm going to attain it. That's why at my Kung Fu school, I require my students to take tests at regular intervals. And these tests are standardized in that for each test, students must demonstrate certain competencies or skills related to their practice in order to pass. And so students have to set aside the time and energy to come to class and train each week. But because the tests are at set intervals and students have to demonstrate a certain defined level of skill to pass, just coming to class isn't always enough. Again, just showing up to classes consistently is great. That's more than what 99% of people are even willing to do and commit to. But sometimes students will have to practice in between classes on their own in order to be able to embody the skills they need to show at the time of their next test. And so this really points to two different mindsets when it comes to skill development. One is where you have a skill that you really want to develop and you have a timeline in which you want to achieve it. So not only do you have a clearly defined goal, but you're also managing your time and energy and your schedule to make it happen. And the other mindset is one where you're just showing up and doing an activity. With this mindset, you'll always be a dabbler and never a master. Mastery, whether it's mastery of a skill or mastery of the self, requires a person to commit to what they want to create or manifest in their lives. A master is someone who will create a way when one doesn't appear to exist, whereas a dabbler is someone that has a lot of initial enthusiasm when it comes to starting new things, but they quit or make excuses when they either hit a plateau or are faced with a challenge. They either aren't willing or just don't have the capacity to honor those safe containers.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.